Hello, this is Diane Alston, Extension Entomologist with Utah State University. We've had a lot of inquiries this summer about stink bugs, and so I thought I would put today's topic on the summer of the stink bug. So what are stink bugs? They are an insect that has a piercing, sucking mouth part that is shield-shaped in its form. It can be green, brown, or other bright colors, including orange and yellow and red. And they are a combination of a group of insects that both are plant feeders in some cases, or some individuals are also predatory in nature and can feed on other insects, so they could be beneficial in your garden. So why were stink bugs so numerous this year? Well, we had a wet winter and spring, and this led to high growth of plants on the rangeland, and this created a lot of food source for those that are plant feeders. So ideal conditions for population growth. And then when we had a warm summer, they've spread and moved around. Stink bugs are actually quite mobile in the adult stage and can fly quite far distances. Some of the stink bugs we saw most commonly were one called the green stink bug, the brown marmorated stink bug, which is an invasive insect, and also stink bugs in the group Chlorochroa. So what can you do if you have a lot of stink bugs in your garden or on your farm or landscape? Look for injury to plants. This is going to be where you can see injury to leaves or stems where they have sucked the sap, or it may be where they fed on fruit. As mentioned, they can be problematic in that they can feed in your garden and cause damage. But as also mentioned, they can be predatory and also help control other insects. So they are an important part of our natural ecology, and we should embrace and enjoy them, especially the native species. So go out and enjoy the rest of the garden for the rest of the season.